This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19 are not working. At yesterday's weekly briefing about the virus, Governor Asa Hutchinson read from the most recent report from the White House COVID-19 Task Force.
Given the change in the slope in the last 2 weeks post-Halloween, and this is specific to Arkansas, Arkansas is on the precipice of a rapid, accelerating increase in cases, which will be followed with new hospital admissions. End quote. Now, that's a statement that'll get your attention as a leader.
The governor says if the state continues at the pace established over the first few days of this week, there will be an additional 1,000 deaths from the virus before Christmas.
And that, for anyone who wants to enjoy the cheer of Christmas, is a cloud that hangs over us. And that should inspire us to do well, to follow the guidelines, to do everything that we can to break that trend, and that is our goal.
And if the governor's dire warning wasn't enough, Dr. Jose Romero, the state secretary of health, added grim emphasis.
As is stated, I think for the first time in very poignant language, we are on the precipice of a significant and possibly an uncontrollable rise in cases. This is like a boulder rolling down a hill. There will come a time where we cannot stop it. It will continue to escalate and will eventually overwhelm our healthcare facilities. Now is the time to act. I cannot stress enough the importance of the three W's. I'll say it again, I'm sorry. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Dr. Romero says the majority of the recent deaths in Arkansas have come from nursing homes and people in congregate living centers. He says there is clearly a vulnerable population, and he says Arkansans should not take vulnerable relatives away from those living settings for large Thanksgiving celebrations next week because of the continued spread of the virus. The White House report also suggests the state should consider reducing capacity at restaurants, a move the governor says he will not implement.
If you put the restrictions back down to one-third, you would be shutting down a whole bunch of businesses. They're there by a thread. In some cases, they have managed with a two-thirds capacity, so they're already limited. And if you cut that back further, you're going to be putting a lot of them underwater, and you're going to be putting a lot of people unemployed. And as you can see, our business grant funding is out. We don't have any additional funding to help our businesses whenever you shut them down. And so I think it's a much better approach what our compliance team is doing. They're going to be ramping up their checks, their compliance efforts.
Mike Moore, the state's director of the regulatory division of the Department of Finance, says the compliance efforts for the past several months have focused on education and messaging. He says since the pandemic began, his department has conducted more than 3,700 inspections, and 93% of those inspections have yielded businesses that are in compliance with orders regarding such things as masks and social distancing. That's a good number, he says, but a number that could be better.
Even a 7% of non-compliance can cause some huge problems when it comes to this COVID-19 disease that our whole state is battling. So even one or two locations that are non-compliant can cause some real problems.
He says most of the citations have resulted in only verbal warnings because the goal is to keep businesses open and keep paychecks going to employees while slowing the spread of the virus.
But one note about that, we've been doing this for 4 months. We've been given lots of education. We've been making sure everyone understands the guidelines and the rules as they have to do with the COVID-19. 4 months is a long time to be given warnings. And so I think what you're going to see in the coming days is when we find people that are non-compliant, there's going to be more accountability. And we're going to up that just a little bit to see if we can get some better results.
As the state moves into a ninth month of a public health emergency, many businesses continue to experience impacts from interruptions from the pandemic. Stacy Hurst, the secretary of Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, says CARES Act money for businesses directly impacted by government order related to COVID-19 will provide assistance for entities within the hospitality and personal care industries. She says grants will be provided to eligible businesses based on reimbursement of certain expenses.
We've been working with a consultant to develop a portal for applications. That portal opened yesterday, November 16th, and it will be open through November 25th. This is not a first-come, first-served grant. So it doesn't matter if your application was submitted on the first day or the last day. That will not affect your eligibility or your grant amount.
Secretary Hurst says the CARES Committee in the Arkansas Legislature approved $50 million for the grants. Arkansas's Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, says last week 46 schools modified to some kind of virtual learning schedule because of COVID-19 cases or close contacts. He says an additional 16 schools in the first 2 days of this week have adopted some form of virtual learning application and that there are 72 active modifications in Arkansas schools. And Governor Hutchinson says the winter task force he created last week continues to meet to create recommendations and counsel for him this week regarding healthcare staffing and statewide cooperation for healthcare. And he is scheduled to be part of a phone call with President-elect Joe Biden and his transition team Thursday, a phone call designed to help governors and the president-elect share information about the virus in advance of the inauguration on January 20th.
And that is important from my standpoint so that they're aware of what we're doing as a state and what other states are doing to fight this pandemic.
The governor's full briefing can be viewed at his YouTube page.